You're listening to SBS News.
It's an unprecedented threat and a reality that the government is still coming to terms with. Education Minister Dan Tehan says it's a threat that developed very quickly.
Our intelligence agencies have obviously said that foreign interference in Australia has reached unprecedented levels. Now, that's not just for our university sector, that's for business, industry and government to deal with, and that's what we are dealing with.
Just last year, the Australian National University fell victim to a massive cyber attack, so sophisticated it went unnoticed for months. Mr. Tehan says that was a shock.
The hack that occurred at the ANU was a wake-up call, I think, for all of us, but in particular for the higher education sector, of this level of threat.
The response to that call is coming from collaboration between the country's security agencies and universities. The government is releasing new guidelines in an attempt to combat the threat. It places responsibility with universities to disclose ties with foreign agencies and donors. Universities will also be urged to look into the background of potential research partners, focusing on their ethical record and links to foreign powers. Martin Bean is the Vice Chancellor and President of RMIT and the co-chair of the University Foreign Interference Task Force.
The intent of the guidelines is not to add to regulatory compliance for universities, nor to contravene university autonomy, but instead to enhance resources and intelligence for the security of people, research and technology. While the guidelines were only released officially today, I can confirm that there has been strong sector-wide support for the process.
Intelligence agencies will also provide regular security briefings. The opposition is supportive of the new guidelines, with Shadow Education Minister Tanya Plibersek telling SBS News it will protect and strengthen the sector's reputation. But the framework relies on voluntary cooperation, and whether the government could force universities to cut ties with agencies of concern is unclear. Alex Joski is an analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's International Cyber Policy Centre.
The real concern is whether universities are going to fully implement some of the recommendations or the issues raised in this paper.
The Education Minister is suggesting if a university refused to end a partnership with a foreign agency, it could step in.
There's laws in place to compel ultimately if that's what's needed. But can I say that the great thing about this is that we're not having to use compulsion, because what we've done is we're actually bringing the sector and our agencies together.
Cameron Ash, the acting National Counter-Foreign Interference Coordinator, says in the end, the government can't order the universities to do anything.
It's common practice, actually, for government agencies to give advice, security advice, to the universities. ASIO does provide regular advice to universities, but they certainly can't tell the universities to not have a relationship if they seek to have that relationship. It's really guidance and threat advice.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.